Hi, this is Richie Dave Porter from the UK, British blues guitarist, and you are listening to the David Bowers Awards.
And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Well, thank you very much there, oh, legendary one. Thank you so much, and happy to be back here again with another exciting show. Got a new artist and a return artist coming your way in just a few minutes. But first, we have music from a previous artist who has a brand new album out, and his name is Richie Love. Here he is with a brand new track, Come Back.
I try to give you all the love I had, and you just push me away. I try to be there for you, begged you to stay. You didn't understand. Oh, baby, but if you just come back to me, you'll never wanna go again. Oh, baby, come back to me. Come back to me. Try to give you everything I had to make you stay with me. I tried to make you see I could make you so very happy. Maybe you didn't understand. Oh, baby, just needed a change. I still wanna be your man. Oh, baby, come back to me.
Back. That's Richie Love, right here on the David Bowers Awards. Now, Richie was with us some time ago. He's got some new music coming out, and there's a very good chance that he's going to be joining us in another week or two to share some of that new music with us. So if you'd like to hear the sexiest man in the world, although I'll tell you what, besides his ability to play the sax, whoever was playing guitar on that did some work too, don't you think, John Bon Jovial?
Oh, yeah. It's always nice having Richie on. I've always enjoyed his music and the arrangements that he's made. But this particular one has got a nice mellow 70s funk kind of sound to it. And the sax work is nice. The guitar work is nice. It's a smooth piece of music.
It is. A lot of his stuff is. And if our listeners missed him the last time he was on, he's got a heck of a pedigree. We'll be talking about that when he comes back with his new album. I think he's going to be here next week, but he's going to be here very soon. We have a couple of guests that are already here. So, John Bon Jovial, tell us what's new in your part of the world, and we'll get right to the music.
Well, you know, normally we don't date these programs, but there could be special occasions, I suppose, but you could date a program. And as we are recording this, we just experienced the eclipse of 2024. And
yes, we did.
Here in Michigan, we were north of the area of totality, but here in the Kalamazoo area, we had 96% coverage. So it did get dark-ish. We could see the corona of the sun. It was really interesting and just a humbling experience to be able to see that. Plus the fact that the weather was just gargantuanly gorgeous today, and it was a perfect day. You couldn't, not a cloud in the sky. Couldn't have asked for better. What was it like for you out there in Tempe, Arizona?
Pretty much the same. We, of course, only get about 60% of the totality. It was kind of like, well, it was kind of like a smoggy day in Los Angeles, to be honest with you. A little duller sunshine rather than, you know, darkness or anything. But it was enough that you could notice the difference. And then, of course, as it progressed through totality, we got back to our typical Arizona sunshine. We did cool. I don't think we really cooled off any. Our temperatures have fluctuated so much in the last week or so. We changed 30 degrees in one or two days, went from the 80s to the 50s, and we're going to be up to the 90s by this weekend. So, you know, we're fluctuating so much anyway, we can't tell whether it's changed because of the eclipse or not. But watched it on TV, and you're right, it was a very impressive sight. Those photos, that the videos that NASA got were absolutely astounding and really put the thing into such a perfect perspective that even the little kids could understand it. So I was really impressed with NASA's coverage, and the Weather Channel did a pretty good job of explaining everything too, which they usually do. So all in all, it was a good way to watch it for people like us who didn't get to experience the totality.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And as far as coolness is concerned, we noticed a distinct 10 degree or so temperature drop during that 20-ish minute period as it approached totality and then got away from it. And, of course, once the sun came back to, I think, about a 25% exposure, all of a sudden it started warming up again. You could feel the warmth of the sun on your face, and it got noticeably brighter. So it was pretty cool. The last time I saw a total eclipse of the sun was in Massachusetts, and it's probably back in the 1950s. And so this was, as an adult, certainly a first for me. It was
a good one. And one of the things that I really loved about it, other than seeing up in Illinois when it started going dark, seeing the bats come out, but one of the things that I seriously did enjoy was the live picture videos where the moon did block the sun and you could see the explosions, the flares coming out of the sun itself. Basically, I guess, how early man was able to picture the sun with its, you know, its flames leaping out of it. Makes you wonder how many of the early man before science and technology, how many of them did lose their eyesight for looking at the sun during, before and after an eclipse. And I can understand how they were probably scared to death when all of a sudden the world starts turning dark and, you know, they've never known this to happen before.
And that's right.
I can see where they might think this could be the end. And it was definitely an educational experience. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've got my T-shirt ordered. You know, I survived the eclipse of 2024.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Despite the doomsayers, we are still here. The world did not end. And unfortunately, there were no major changes for the better either. So I guess that was a win-loss. That was a draw. But I will hope for the better in the future. And right now, we'll hope for some great music, and I think we're going to deliver that for you. Here is our first guest. He goes by the name of Andrew Dean. This is Andrew's first time on the show, and we'll be talking with him right after we listen to the title track of his new album. Here is Looking Ahead. Look ahead. Looking Ahead. That's Mr. Andrew Dean, who's going to join us right now. Andrew, come on in here and say hello.
Hi, everybody. I sure am glad to be here with you, y'all.
Well, we're glad you're here, too. You didn't have any trouble getting here through the eclipse or anything, did you?
No, not at all. Not
well,
at all.
That's good. That's good. We are so glad to meet you, have you here with us, and want to give you first a chance to tell the folks who might not be familiar with you who you are, how you got to where you are, you know, a little bit of a, give us a dime store biography here, if you would, please.
Well, I started out way long time ago in the church because my mom was a church organist, so that's kind of where I started singing and working on that. And as things progressed, I kind of got into rock and roll, which you heard a little of that flair in that song right there. But then got over to country music and faith-based music. And so I've got several projects I've done with that particular genres. But I like so many different styles of music and so many different things that truly have brought me to this point to where I am with music. So I guess in a real quick nutshell, that's kind of you know, where I'm at with music.
Well, yes, I did notice a slight injection of some rock sound there. And especially, you know, I especially loved how you worked the organ in there. It's just very subtle and, you know, it fills in a little bit. But if you're not listening for it, you might not even hear it to the point where you recognize what it is. And I that was really clever there. Was that something that you did or did the organist do or a producer or something? How did that happen?
This is the first project I've really produced myself. I produced the whole thing. I played a lot of the instrumentation on it. I did have four different studios I worked with. There was a lot of factors involved. And truly a labor of love. I mean, one of the songs I wrote in 5 minutes, and then this Looking Ahead that you just heard, it took me a good year to really develop it. And, I mean, sometimes the songs come quick, and sometimes it just takes the process a lot longer to get. I mean, I almost gave up on it, to be honest with you, because I just told my wife, and I just told the tech, I says, you know, this has just been up, down, and all around, and my tech was like, you've got to do this song. So it's, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did. And you're absolutely right. The creation of the songs that we've heard from so many people here can be anywhere from a long drawn out process to one of those inspirational things where you get up in the middle of the night and in 10 minutes you've completed it. So it's all part of the process. And the fact that you are aware of that shows not only the time you have spent in the business and doing this, but also your attention to it. John Bon Jovial, hope you're paying attention because it's your turn. Come on in here.
Why, thank you very much. And Andrew, welcome to the show. It's absolutely fantastic to have you on with us. And I really liked this song that I just heard. Looking Ahead. I'm listening to this thing, and, you know, I don't get to hear the songs before we put them on our air, and that is so I can, I don't know, give a visceral gut reaction, if you will. And I do like what I heard. I found myself toe-tapping to it, which is always a good sign. I always try to think about styles and influences and I hear, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I hear influence there of from a guy named John Stewart, and not the John Stewart from The Daily Show, but I believe he was a second-generation member of the Kingston Trio. And he had a song called, a couple of songs back in the late 70s, California Gold was one of them. And it was a huge crossover hit with country, with rock and roll, and the vocal style. And do you know who I'm talking about? Am I hitting something there, or is it just a coincidence?
Well, I do know of the Kingston Trio, but I know of them from when I was like about 5 years old. My mom had a Christmas record that was Kingston Trio, and I think I played that thing. I don't know, probably wore it out. So, I mean, I like the style. And my mom, you know, my mom was a church organist, but she had such a diverse collection of music from Dylan, you know, early Dylan to even to the Beatles and stuff like that, that was just really influential. And I really studied music as a kid. I was just, that was my thing. I would just be in front of that stereo for hours. I wore out Louis Armstrong, you know, the Hello Dolly. I love that style of music. I love Glenn Miller.
That is hallowed ground, hallowed company that you're
absolutely
talking about there. I want you to go to, when the interview is over, and don't do it before, but after the interview is over, go to YouTube and look up John Stewart and a song called California Gold. And I think that you'll hear some similarities there. Again, he's a second-generation member of the Kingston Trio, which, you know, for both David and I are, you know, musical heroes. And so I studied very strongly everything the Kingston Trio did. I know David probably more than me. I would be curious to know after you listen to it if you'd get back to us and let us know what you think.
I agree. They were heroes of mine too. Of course, John and I are a bit of dinosaurs. We've been around since the phonograph record was invented. But I had the privilege and pleasure of getting to know Bob Shane of the Kingston Trio personally. So consequently, I got a lot of stories and tales that I picked up along the way. But yeah, I remember John Stewart because I was not really pleased when he joined the trio, because that broke up the original threesome, and I liked Dave Gard. Hey, listen, those things happen, and I get used to it. But I did want to give you a chance here while we're talking about your music and the influences and everything. Tell the folks now about this new album of yours, and is there a thought behind it, or is it a group of songs? I mean, is it a concept album, or is it a collection of Andrew Dean's music?
I think it's really more of a collection, and the reason I say that is because a lot of the things that I write about are things that either happened to me or over the course of life itself. I've got a song on here called If I Could, and the album title is Looking Ahead. But If I Could, it's a more serious-sided song about loss, about you know, maybe not being able to do what you used to be able to do. One of the lines, for instance, is if I could dance, I'd dance the night away. Just things that people, and I have an aged dad. Dad is getting up there, and he can't do the things, and he gets very frustrated. I just tell him, you know, hey, you know, you're almost 90 years old, so, you know, just be glad you're still walking around and getting around, you know. And he is. I mean, he drives and stuff, but you know, as a son, I see that stuff. And so, you know, you think about it. And you know, I lost my mom 14 years ago. And certainly she played organ, like I said. And I certainly loved that. To sing with her, she was something else. Well, she could play the piano. But, you know, and so this is kind of just one of those songs that just sort of helps you get through that. Even the Rising Above. Now, Rising Above is a song that's just a positive message. It's about showing some kindness and some fairness to people, helping people when they need help, a hand up to help them up. So, I mean, there's just a lot of, like, say, different things. Brain is kind of one of those songs of something that's happened with me. I've dealt with a banker before, and not a good way. and then I've also lost a job. And when I recorded that, I said to my tech, I said, you know, Jenny says, haven't you ever felt worthless? And his jaw dropped. He goes, worthless? I said, yeah. When you're trying to support a family and your job is yanked out from under you, and you're wondering, well, how am I going to support them? You know? So
right.
There are some really real things that went into the writing there, and I kind of do that with music. I look at a lot of different things that go on in life, and that's what I write about.
Well, let me ask you a question now. I'd like to get your unbiased opinion. Do you find that you are more influenced by sad situations in your life or good ones, or isn't there really a difference?
Well, I could sit around and write ballads all day, but honestly, I think this world needs some happiness and some up vibe to help people over that hump. And so I concentrate mainly on trying to do music that's got a positive message, uplifting message, or just a fun message. But every now and again, I turn it to a serious side because there's always that, that side in life. So, but I don't dwell on that side. I like being happy, and I like to surround myself with happy people and enjoy life because it's certainly a journey.
Well, I agree with you there. I was curious about that because in my younger years when I played around pretending I was going to become a songwriter, for some reason it was easier for me personally to come up with a lyric when I was really bummed out and depressed, like my girl had left me or my parents had grounded me or something. For some reason that brought out the creative side of me. As you know from never having seen any music with my name on it, I never got anywhere with it. But it was just the feeling that I had.
It sounds like you were a blues man.
I guess I could have been if I had been. I hadn't been exposed to the blues that much. I came from a small town in upstate New York, and I grew up with my parents and grandparents listening to Eddie Arnold and stuff like that, which I still love to this day. Barbara Mandrell so wisely noted, I was country when country wasn't cool. I can remember closing my bedroom window when I was playing a country record so the neighbors wouldn't ridicule me. So I didn't have a lot of exposure to the blues at the early age, although I'm really into it now. I want to keep this going because I don't want to run out of time here, but you're based in Tampa now, right?
Yeah, we're down towards Tampa, but anywhere's down that I-75 corridor from Ohio to Tennessee. We go all through there quite a bit.
Oh, wow. I spent a few years in Tampa. As a matter of fact, that's where John and I got together, ironically, at a country music station in Tampa, WQYK, way back in the ancient 70s. And we've been just bothering each other off and on ever since then. And we got an idea one time to do a radio show because radio today stinks and they don't hire artifacts to do their shows anyway. So we figured we'd just go around, get a workaround. We'd do our own show on the internet. Wouldn't have to worry about corporate America. But are you playing around in the Florida area?
Yeah, we play a lot in like the villages and places like that. A couple of years back, we did about 19 states. So we got around, and there are a lot of different places that we go and play. And of course, whenever I can get a guitar in my hand, as long as they aren't throwing things at me.
Absolutely. Now, in line with that, one of the things that we like to work with the artists that are on the show, our social media pages, one of them is a David Bowers Awards page on Facebook. Our groups page, the David Bowers Awards groups page, is up there for our guests and, for that matter, any indie artist to post your music news, new music, new releases, the new album, touring dates and things like that. Post them directly to that page, and we'll pick them up and share them with the other pages that we post to. So we'll give you a little extra legs on your advertising there. And before we let you go, another thing we'd like to do is give our guests a chance to tell the folks how they can find you online, how they can communicate with you, and, of course, most importantly, how they can get your music.
Yeah, you can go to my website at www.andrewdean.us. And my slogan is, come on in and sit a spell. We have a fun club in there where we send out free music to people if you sign up. You can hear my music on any of the major streaming services like Spotify, Apple Tunes, Amazon, Boomplay, Deezer, Pandora, and stuff like that. I was telling you earlier, I do a wide range of music. I've even got three trop songs on here, and I say that because you had mentioned being in Tampa, and so you know what trop music is.
Right.
So I had trap country. I had trap music on there. So
very good. Yep, we spent some time down there, down in that Tampa area. And if you get out on the road again, John is up in the Kalamazoo, Michigan area. I'm out in Tempe, Phoenix, Arizona area. If you ever land in one of those two spots, let us know ahead of time because we'd like to get out and get to meet you.
You bet. You bet. That sounds tremendous.
Well, I look forward to that, and we're looking forward to the next time you come back on the show. So keep us in mind. One of the things we love is paying attention, watching our guest artists as they go on their way and what they do, how they grow as an artist, and just following. It's kind of like raising kids. We like to keep track of what's going on. You're part of our family now, so keep in touch, my friend. We look forward to the next time. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Dean, from his brand new album, Looking Ahead. Here is Rise Above.
Spring in my step, spring in the air. Living, loving life without a care. A new day, let's play, we're on our way. Time to spare, so much to share today. Share some kindness, a little bit of love, a hand out to help you all. We can rise above. Together here today, there's so much we can do, we can say, to move those tough things right out of our way. Share some kindness, a little bit of love, a hand out to help you up. We can rise above.
Oh, Yeah, Rise Above, Mr. Andrew Dean, and we didn't get to mention it, but I do want to mention and let you be advised that he is among the nominees for the ISSA Awards, the International Singer-Songwriter Awards, and that voting is on. That's a fan-based voting online. So if you'd like to vote for him, you can by going to the ISSA site anytime between now and I think it's somewhere around the end of April when it ends. So you can check that out at the International Singer-Songwriter Awards page online, ISSA, I-S-S-A. And Andrew, along with all our other guests who are nominees in the voting for those awards, we wish you all the very best and we're proud of each and every one of you, including our next guest, who will be joining in just 3 or 4 minutes, Miss Amory Shea, who is back with us with some new music, and we'll be talking with her right after we listen to Pretending. You go. That's Pretending from her brand new EP, Epiphany. And we're going to invite her to come on in here right now and say hello. Amory Shea, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Wonderful, a lot of fun the last time you were on and getting to know you, which is so important. How's everything been? What have you been up to since we talked last?
It's been good. I've been working on Epiphany, my new EP, and I'm so happy with how all the songs came out. They're some of my favorites to date. I'm really ready for people to be able to hear them.
Well, I've listened to a couple of them the one we just played, Pretending, and One More Night, which we'll be playing in a few minutes. And you have a good reason to want people to get to hear you because you're doing some good stuff. And as we've said so many times, one of the biggest thrills we get doing this show, aside from just meeting artists like you, is to watch you go and grow in your careers and over time see how you have changed, grown, whatever it is you've gone through, and really see the difference. It's like raising your own children, and we thank you for spending time coming back to share this with us. Tell us about this EP, Epiphany.
Epiphany is something that I've been working on for a while. Some of the songs I started last year, some of the songs I started writing on the year before that. So it's just been a long process that has come together, and in my opinion, a great way, and totally in love with all of the songs on it.
Well, that's a good sign. You should be. If you're not pleased with what you've done, then you probably shouldn't do it. You want to go back and do it again, because you know, you've got to be the first one pleased. And if you're pleased with what you've done, then it's easy for the listeners to be satisfied with it too. And you've definitely shown that you're willing to put in that work. John Bon Jovial, well, how would you like to put in some work and talk with Amory?
Well, absolutely. Amory, welcome back. It is so great to have you back with us again. And I'm so impressed with Pretending. It is so powerful. And your voice work is so solid. And oh, my goodness. You have you've really hit on something here. I'm very, very impressed with what you're doing. And as you may remember from the last time you were here, I don't get to hear the music before we put it on our air. And so this just came as a complete and total surprise to me, and very pleasantly so. I'm not saying that I expected something horrible, not at all, because I remember from the last time, but this is just something that is so much stronger than the music that we played for you in the past, or played of you. And this is just, you've knocked it out of the park with this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And so my question for you about Pretending is the influences in your life that led you to this. What hit you in the face and said, create me?
Well, Pretending is kind of a story from a life that I have not lived. I've had experience with like mental abuse and emotional abuse, but never with physical abuse. And so the song is basically trying to bring awareness to abuse survivors and trying to give warning to get out while you can. You know, my silence was stolen by sirens going off. That was supposed to be like ambulance sirens coming to take the person that has been abused to the hospital. So it's about a relationship that kind of ends in a solemn death of self, and physically and emotionally, and just paint a picture of what can happen if you don't speak out before it is too late.
Well, it's so evident that you put your all into this, and I think, if I recall correctly, this was part of our conversation the last time you were on, and I just remember thinking that I just couldn't help but admire you, and I don't know what else to say about that. You know, logically, I understand what you went through. Emotionally, I have no clue. I don't know that I want to.
Yes, sir.
Well, I have to second that. And I was thinking, as you were doing these, as we were listening to your song and knowing this part of your past, I salute you forever for standing up, especially at your age. And, you know, we don't really care about specific ages, but in your case, you are still young. You still have the most of your life ahead of you. And a lot of people, men and women, much older than you, cannot face what they've been through and be able to talk about it openly, let alone share it with others. And for you to be able to stand up and do this, share your story for others to help them, is amazing, and I'm proud of you. I salute you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I really mean that. Now, since you were here the last time, you've now come up with this new EP. What else have you been doing?
I've been trying, as you might have saw, I've been having some health struggles, but we're getting those figured out and getting it to where I'm back to myself again, my normal me.
That's good.
And,
that's good.
And I've been performing at my shows, so that those are good.
I was going to ask you if you're still doing live appearances. That's good too. Yes, you definitely want to do that if you can. That's it's not easy. A lot of the people that go to these shows and hear you talk about them don't realize the work that goes into it. It's not just learning a few songs and getting up there on the stage and singing them. But it takes a lot to not only do a show, but to do a series of them. It's a lot of work, and you have to be tuned and wired just right to do that, or you're not going to succeed at it, for one thing. And that's even if you do have the nerves to get up there and do it. So, again, a salute to a very strong young lady. What have you got coming up in the immediate future?
I have the Josie Music Awards are coming up. I will be going. I'm submitting this year for the nominations, and fingers crossed I may get a couple.
Absolutely. And I want to mention, since we mentioned Andrew Dean's nomination in the ISSA Awards, that these are not the red carpet awards that you're going to are not fan voted. And they're over in Holland, aren't they?
The Red Carpet Awards show in Holland is a panel that they make up of, I think it's 15 different judges.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through every submission, everyone's music, so many wonderful songs, and they narrow them down to get the winners for the categories. Yes, sir.
Right, and that's quite a thing, too, being able to, go to an international awards show like that, and this is going to be your first time going over there for that. How are you looking forward to it? Are you excited?
I am very excited for the awards show, but we are no longer able to go over there because they aren't having a live show this year anymore.
Oh, no.
But, yes, sir, but we will be watching from home. The videos that they put out of the winners.
Right. Well, I'm sorry you're not going to get the opportunity to go. I didn't realize that, or one, I wouldn't have put you on the spot about it, but I didn't realize that you won't be actually going there. But you are up for the awards, and that's an important thing. And you're back here with us, which is important to us also. And I want to give you, as I always do, a chance to tell the audience now how they can find you online, how they can contact you, send your greetings, and also how they can get your music.
All right. You can find me on all social medias under @AmoryShayMusic, and my music is on all streaming platforms under Amory Shay, AmeriShaye.
Well, thank you. I was going to go ahead and spell it anyway, but you saved me doing that. Thank you very much, Amory. And as always, it's a pleasure having you with us here. Before we let you go, last thing, going to make you do a little bit of work here. Tell the folks about this next tune we're going to play, One More Night.
Okay. One More Night is a song that I started writing it last year. And it comes from a place of me viewing some of my family members. I haven't been a victim of it once again, but I'm trying to spread awareness of it. Drug abuse is a big, big problem, you know?
It is, yes.
And I've had a loved one that has struggled with it. So the story of One More Night is kind of a story of love and loss and the emotional waves that come with it. from drug abuse to numb the heartache to the realization that it, in reality, the love was kind of lost long before the end, you know?
Right.
And it's just trying to spread awareness to the pain of drug abuse and how it can affect a person's life and the tricks that the heart can play on the mind when
really?
In that sort of unrequited love, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's very true. The heart can play tricks and so can the mind. And you're an amazing young lady, wise beyond your years. Marie, we are so happy to have you come and share with us. And we look forward to your coming back in the future. And as we always say, keep in touch. Don't forget our Facebook groups page where you can post whatever it is you want to share, and we'll pick it up and share it around the internet with other places where we share our guests' news and information, new releases, whatever you want to share, we'll share it for you too. So keep in touch, and we look forward to the next time.
All right. Thank you all.
You're welcome. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Amory Shea, and here she is with One More Night.
I told you goodnight, but you said goodbye. The moment that you said sad is the moment that I died. Waiting and waiting for calls that never came. Hoping these bitter pills would numb me like Novocaine. I take all at once, but after all I still feel the same. You leave.
One More Night, Amarisha, right here on the David Bowers Awards. And as we always remind you, if you like our guest music, add it to your streaming playlists online. You'll be glad you did, and they will thank you for it. And we like to encourage you to contact the guests, the ones you like. Write them, drop them a line, tell them what you like. And if you didn't like something, tell them that too. They'd like to know what their listeners and their fans want to hear and don't want to hear. So don't be afraid to drop them a line and tell them what you thought of their music. And we thank you for spending time with us and listening to the music in the first place. We get to this point every week where we've, you know, played the music from our guests and told stories, and it's time to move on. And I have to tell John Bon Jovial, take us home.
And you seem to be having these troubles with directions on how to get home. And I have to instruct you every single week. I just, you know, where did you go wrong?
Well, hey, I'd like you to feel useful.
Folks, you've done it again. Thank you so very much for being with us again on the David Bowers Awards for another week of mirth and merriment, good music, great conversation, and we are most appreciative every single week. We really are. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from our studios in beautiful Kalamazoo, Michigan, and, of course, from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona, and we're available for free on most of the streaming services. You can support the David Bowers Awards by clicking the Support This Podcast link on our Spotify podcast page. And if you do that, we would be eternally grateful. It goes towards helping to promote and maintain the cause of indie musicians everywhere. And now you can also get transcripts of this show, the David Bowers Awards, on Apple Podcasts. Pretty cool. Be sure to join us next week for the David Bowers Awards Saturday on WRFC-FM 106.3 on your FM radio dial in Rochester, New York, otherwise known as Rochester Free Radio. And if you're out of their listening range, you can always pick them up on the interwebs at rochesterfreeradio.com. And that happens every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern. And, well, yeah, 12 noon Eastern. I'm getting ahead of myself here. You can also hear us on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. UTC. So until next week, for the David Bowers and all the other morons here at the Radio Ranch, I am yours truly, the lovably legendary John Bon Jovial, saying be good to each other, love each other, and, you know, don't be a jerk. We'll see you next week, right here on the David Bowers Awards.